This is my earnest partner and collaborator in this event, and she didn't get introduced before, but Heidi Henson has 10 years, 12 years, 15 years experience in tobacco policy work and tobacco cessation work and tobacco counseling work. She's a certified trainer for tobacco cessation. She also has a master's degree, and she has been a community partner, but also a friend and collaborator in this work. We're here to talk about this policy-related work with our nursing students, our undergraduate nursing students at the University of Washington Tacoma campus. University of Washington Tacoma is an urban-serving campus. And so when you get to the point where our clinical hours and our chances of developing strong partnerships in the community to do good, critical, interesting education work with undergraduates is being compressed all of the time, you don't want to overburden your community partners, we've developed this sort of process of looking around for new ideas and new things to be working in. We have no financial relationships to disclose. So one of the things that we wanted to do is to respond to this call for from nationally from the EPA Region 10 for tobacco-free campuses. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Hello. Thanks for sticking us out to the end. We appreciate that. So I am a co-chair of the Tobacco-Free Alliance of Pierce County, and it's a community-based organization, voluntarily run, and I've been the co-chair for 8 years. We've been involved, TAP, we call ourselves TAP, has been involved in a community transformation grant from the CDC for the last 3 years, and one of our areas of focus is tobacco-free college campuses. So Robin and I talked after talking with other colleagues, and we decided to do a partnership with the Student Practicum. And the importance of this tobacco-free college campus is something that a lot of people don't talk about, or if they do, they get chancellors screaming at them. And we just decided to be bold. Actually, Robin decided to be bold and to bring the students into this, into a real world experience about something that's very relevant to them and in their community. So that's how we got started on this. And at this point, we would show you a little trailer to our video. At the end of this, hopefully we'll be able to do this. Yes. At the end of the project, we did create a documentary called Tobacco-Free Campuses, a Learning Experience. And so it is on the, there is a link on the slide so that you can go to YouTube and see it later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we, these are our main partners. The Community Transformation Partnership, the new version of the Community Transformation Partnership, by the way, has been sanitized of all policy development initiatives, right? So we've undergone this, the CDC has sort of undergone this writhing change. But at the end of the Community Transformation Partnership, the existence that we were in last year, we could still do policy change and talk about policy change at a fundamental level. And so it helped to fund this partnership. What did it fund? It funded Heidi coming in and working with the students on a very meaningful level to develop this plan for a tobacco-free campus, or at least get students involved in this policy design. I loved your triangle. That was some of the major work that you have to do with undergraduate students to get them to think about their own internalization of changing policy as being a meaningful objective within a community health nursing experience. And I think it points to leadership, right? You are teaching students how to be leaders in terms of thinking that they can actually change policy. So right. This becomes really meaningful. Right. The things that we did was we had a generic survey that came from the EPA. Then the students actually went out and worked with marketing students in another department, talked to community partners across the campus, and in the first quarter, the first cohort of 12 students that we basically redesigned the survey and used the redesign of the survey to develop more partnerships across the campus, right? So we identified several champions, both within the staff, the faculty, the student-led organizations, and the shops and businesses and restaurants and other things that surround and are embedded inside our campus. So we ended up with a very robust set of partners, of people that could help us move this policy change initiative forward in the future phases. In the second phase, we implemented the survey, and we have 12 students. We didn't know how many surveys we were going to get done. We wanted to go. We used Facebook and other media to promote this survey, but really it ended up being the face-to-face survey collection work that seemed to be the most fruitful and positive for the teams. One of the things we used was a logic model, again, a nice public health educational experience for students, right? You know, having them understand what a logic model and understand how the flow of logic goes to this ultimate end of reducing, you know, lung cancer in these 20-something students that were on our campus was fascinating to kind of see them work that through. So we broke them into groups. There was a planning group, a survey design team, a survey initiation team, and a data analysis team at the end. Do you want to say anything about working with the groups as we went?
Sure. So one of the things we did is we looked at the current policy, and I was chuckling when you were talking about how you were looking at your policy and finding out, oh, that doesn't really work. There's no enforcement, is there? So there is a policy on campus that there are smoking shelters that everyone is supposed to be using the smoking shelters, which of course is not happening unless it's convenient. So one of the things we did is I worked with the students to go and talk with the facilities management about get some signage, because we didn't have any signage at all that said at the entrance of, this is, an urban serving campus, many ways to get into the campus, lots of different folks coming through campus all the time that aren't students necessarily, including a large homeless population. So we wanted to get...
Pardon? And a high school.
Oh, yeah, and a high school population. So we had lots of different people coming through the campus. So what we wanted to do is, and we did get a small victories, we actually did, by the end of this, we got some signage that were at the shelters that not only said, thank you for smoking only in our shelters, but here's free cessation available to you on campus and off campus in our community. So that felt like a fairly big win. I don't know, and we did get some around the perimeter, didn't we, on some benches and things like that too. So the students were kind of, that when they did their walking survey, they looked at everybody, where they're smoking, what they're doing, and they saw that people just didn't seem to have a clue about where it was okay to smoke. So that was one thing that we did that we felt was really important. And they were kind of, their eyes got really open during this whole activity, like your students did.
Yeah, and so... I don't know quite how much more time we have, but I wanted to share some of the results with you. We got 718 surveys done in about 3 weeks of data collection with the students running on campus. And these are students that only come to our campus for the RN to BSN program. So they're only here for 2 years, and it's largely they drive in and they drive away again. Mm-hmm. And suddenly the students were kind of thinking about the campus as a community, about the campus area and the geographic area as a community. They did some photo work as well in terms of looking at usage on that. But we're really conscious that, you know, you need a large number of students surveyed because the students are going to help carry that policy. To really understand where students are inside the survey, that was our goal. But look at the other number that we got. We surveyed 126 others, right, inside this group, people who classified themselves as others. Either they were high school students, they were shopkeepers, they were other people walking through our campus. And it really kind of gives you an idea that we have a community on our campus, or at least a geographic community of people that come into our campus on a daily basis and go away again. Do you want to just talk a little bit about the smoking as a concern thing there?
So one of the things that we wanted to do in the survey is to put a section in there if there were any health concerns that people had around secondhand smoke. And we found a lot of good information that people were actually very concerned about health. They were concerned about the smell. They were concerned about how it would impact them going in. They were concerned about the litter. And that was really our biggest area that people were quite interested in about the health concerns. And I wanted just to tag in and say that we started this with a chancellor who said, if we are going to change our policy to a completely tobacco-free campus, we need to hear it from the students. It needs to be student-led. So we were very excited that the survey showed that, like your survey, people want a smoke-free campus, even if they're smokers. a lot of them don't want to be smelling that. You know, they want to have clean air. So we were excited to find that. And I also wanted to say that in the process, we partnered with University of Washington, Seattle, because they've also been trying to work on this issue. And we connected with their tobacco action group. So we created a nice partnership, started sharing information, networking, support, all that kind of thing.
And I think the end result of this is we did develop this video, which is we're going to use as a training video for other campuses across Washington State. This collaboration has been great because while I could come up with some of the ideas for the video, the vast energy that Heidi put into like making the video happen was fantastic. We have the students beginning to understand around life course risks for college students, understanding that the campus is quite varied in terms of the number of ages of people who are attending our campus. And also this notion that we can begin to argue with our campus leadership that we're an urban-serving university and we have public health responsibilities to our particular community.
And we did take the student, at the end of the survey, the students did write a letter to the chancellor with an ask that the chancellor would join the Fresh Air Campus Challenge for Region 10 and make the campus tobacco-free by 2016.